Phoneboy Speaks, episode 941, Counterproductive Censorship. Anytime that a website that is considered a torrent tracking site, or one that's hosting links to copyrighted material, gets taken down, well, of course I find out about it from the news, and that actually does the exact opposite of the effect they're trying to do. Yes, they're blocking it, but what's actually happening is that people then go seek the site out and find it somewhere else. It's moved to a different domain or a different place or whatever, and so rather than actually preventing people from pirating, it actually makes the problem worse. So first of all, it puts it out there. Anytime that kind of thing happens, it makes the news and people find out about it. And so naturally, people are curious and go check it out. And they go, oh, this piracy stuff's not too easy, not too difficult to do. So let's do it. And so rather than actually preventing piracy, which is the supposed goal of this, it actually makes it more prevalent. In fact, and there's actually been science done in research that essentially proves this point, right? The more that you attempt to block a particular particular website, the more popular that website gets when it moves around, because of course there is no way to block access to a website globally. I mean, even if you do it at an ISP level, I mean, there's no global block list for the internet, right? If it's on the internet, there's some way to get to it, just putting that stuff out there. It's been obvious to me as an internet user, right? Anytime one of these sites gets talked about in the news, people that may not have heard about it before find out about it and go, oh, what's that? Oh, well, I can get my movies for free. Well, that sounds much easier than paying, than going through the hoops and stuff that I have to deal with. And again, if the copyright and the industry that is trying to block all this stuff, the content industry, I kind of understand their stance on it, but if they made this stuff available at a fair price worldwide without stupid DRM and stuff like that, and people could just get to it, right? I mean, that would probably eliminate 95% of the piracy right there, right? Again, it's all about making the content available globally, worldwide, no DRM, anything. And yeah, there's going to be some people that are going to pirate it. There's always people that are not going to want to pay for something. I get that, but Australia is a great example of a country that is known for pirating a lot, and it's because the restrictions on getting content, it takes them forever to get it because it doesn't show up on official channels down there for months, right? Meanwhile, the rest of the internet's already talking about it. So we live in sort of a global world, but the content industry doesn't live in a global world. They just need to get over it, and again, if they do that, kind of like what Apple did with iTunes, right? They made, I won't say they completely eliminated music piracy, but when I can go to iTunes and get a track for 99 cents, right? Versus going to try and find it on some random BitTorrent site. Guess what? It's 99 cents is worth my time to go find that one track, right? Or whatever, right? It's when it's a ridiculous cost, it's like, okay, well, that's a whole other discussion. But again, Apple made this stuff easy to find and easy to buy, and I can put it on any device I want to, even a non-Apple device. And yet, these guys still are not learning the lessons. But then again, a lot of people, a lot of companies, a lot of organizations continue to do the same tactics and expect to get a different result. That's just never going to happen, I don't think. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.